Welcome to Patty Bunny's Word of the Week. Today's word is irregardless, which means... Wait a second. Irregardless isn't a word. It's just a humorous form of regardless. Oh well, come back next week for a better Pet's Word of the Week.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you guys? It's been a couple weeks. I'm back. There's been a lot of things going on. But first of all, if you listen to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways currently, but I'm expanding those. First way is live through Facebook Live. That's how we're broadcasting tonight. We're doing the Zoom application and going through Facebook Live. So joining me live, and I got some people who are actually watching live, which is really cool. That's always fun. Because that's the way you broadcast. We broadcast live. That's the first way. The second way is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through iTunes and iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcasts. So, because we've been away from each other for a couple weeks, I am going to start the show up the way I always do. I bring you up to speed about what's been going on with me and the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, it has been a couple weeks. As you guys might know, I have been suffering from vertigo over the past month, a little over a month and a half, and it's subsiding somewhat, but not completely. And now, I've had vertigo bouts in the past, but this is the longest bout I've had, and it's so unpleasant. I'm not going to complain about pain. There are bigger issues going on right now, but it's so off-putting. And it screws you up. It really does. And I've been taking antibiotics thinking maybe that'll help. And it's helped a little. I mean, I don't know if I've got some type of infection or just got, you know, I got marbles in my head and they're rolling around in there. But I'm slowly getting over it. Emphasis on slowly. But the things that have made me feel a little better over the past couple of weeks, I got some new technology, and I'm going to be using it tonight. I got a Bluetooth receiver for my board, and I'm using a video feed. So when I have my guest, because I got a guest tonight, when I bring my guest on, we're going to try something a little different. I'm going to switch cameras. It's going to be actually kind of cool for you people watching live, and I think you're going to enjoy it. And of course, today is St. Patrick's Day. I did some prep work. I prep mostly for my guest, but I've been working. I've been doing background. I've done a lot of background work over the past week or so. I've done a bunch of auditions for a Sam Adams commercial, for the new TV series that's going to be going on AMC. I did some background work on that. And I've been trying to stay busy. And of course, things have been going on with the government, but I'm not going to get into that because I'm not overly prepared, to be honest with you. And I don't know if I can make it funny. I could try, but let's just, what's it? I show you, what's this? My show is live. What'd she say? Hi, the show is live, but it doesn't show on my personal page. Oh, so are we broadcasting? Let's see, live. There we go. Okay. There we go. Let's click that. Click this. There we go. So, for some reason, we weren't live. I thought we were. I just fixed it. See, just when I tell you, I get the tech working, and then the tech doesn't outwork it. Oh, FML, which is, you know, whatever. Anyway, so where was I? Yeah, the tech problems, obviously. I got new tech, but I'm going to try some other stuff today. But at least Facebook's working now. There I am, my wife says. Thank you. You know something? I wouldn't have even known until my wife actually sent me a message. See, you guys don't know. See, sometimes when you're married, that's the best way to talk to somebody, through a DM. She goes, I can hear you through the floor, but I can't see you on Facebook. There's Jim. Okay, there's my guy. People are on now, which is, anyway, yikes. So today's St. Patrick's Day. And I didn't do a lot of prep for it. I did a lot of prep for my guests, but I didn't do a lot of personal prep for the show. But like I said, you know, I've been doing background work. I've been busy doing a lot of stuff. And of course, the Easter Bunny visits, we've been doing a lot of that. We did one today, actually. And it was literally just kids just running around. Like, it was only one house, which was good because there were like two families there. And the kids were running around going, it's like, I want an Easter egg. 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 And they're like, you know, and you're supposed to stay 6 feet. And these kids are like, like, they're coming at me. And I'm like, you know, I got to put my hands forward and I can't say anything because I'm a buddy. I can't, you know, I just want, get the fuck out of here. Just, I want to mumble that inside the helmet. But the kids were really good. I got to say, the kids were a lot of fun. They're just sweethearts. And my wife and I, we did a bunch of visits Sunday. And these kids, some of them are just absolutely amazing. And, you know, every once in a while, it feels like I have a loss because I don't have children. But, you know, when you do, if you want to feel good about yourself, dress as Easter Bunny and just walk up to kids, you know, and it's not a creepy thing either. It's just the kids just throw so much love at you and it's nice, you know, and these, you know, the kids really appreciate it. And then the bunny does a little bit of like, yoo-hoo, and plays and runs around, and the kids are very, very, very excited about Easter Bunny coming to my house. And I'm like, yeah. So, but it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun. It's tiring, but it's fun. So that's what I've been going on, doing background, bunny. Stand-up is starting to pick up again. I'm so excited. I've got a lot of gigs. They lift the restrictions on COVID-19. I hope you guys are getting your vaccinations. You're still wearing masks. The cases are dropping. All that stuff. So, and it's, we're looking forward to spring, everybody. We're looking forward to spring. Let's just get this. Let's just be, you know, just keep our shit straight for a little while longer, and then we can go. And since it is St. Patrick's Day, let me tell you about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So there's, I gotta tell you, even though it's St. Patrick's Day, not a lot today. Hold on, let me get rid of some of this stuff. And again, I did all this prep work, but for some reason I didn't move it into where it should be. So before I get into all that, let me just prep the first break, because I should have been a little better. And you would think with the tech issues, I'd be all set. But okay, that's it. That's it. 3-3-3 and 3 is good. Okay, good. All right, now I'm set. So I will tell you about this day in history. Let's go all the way back to 432, St. Patrick, a bishop, is carried off to Ireland as a slave. Everybody was somebody's bitch in history. I'm very thirsty, probably because of vertigo and antibiotics. Did they tell you to take an antibiotic and then they take it to say a probiotic? And I'm like, the biotics are just fighting each other. I don't know what's going on. So now in 432, St. Patrick, a bishop, carried off to Ireland as a slave. That's 432. In 1753, for those of you on bad math, that's over 1,300 years later, the first official St. Patrick's Day. So over 1,000 years before somebody went, you know, maybe we should help this guy out. 1755, Transylvania Land Company buys Kentucky for $50,000 from a Cherokee chief. So I don't want to hear about we stole land. Well, first of all, it wasn't me. My family wasn't even around. They bought the land from the Cherokee. Well, you can't. Now you got to rename Cherokee. They're just going to call it four, but I don't know what the fuck they're going to call it, but they can do that. And a year later, 1756, St. Patrick's Day was first celebrated in New York City at Crown and Thistle Tavern in 1756. 1762, first St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. Ironically, this is actually a weird thing. In 1900, Stanley Cup, the Montreal Shamrocks swept the Halifax Crescents in two. They swept them in two games. The Montreal Shamrocks. Anyway, 1973, Queen Elizabeth opens the new London Bridge. That's the one we're all familiar with. The one that goes up and down, blah, blah, blah. And in 1991, Irish lesbians and gays march in St. Patrick's Day Parade. So from 432, not being recognized for over 1,300 years, to the first St. Patrick's Day, and then 250 years later, lesbians and gays get to march in the parades. So that's pretty progressive, if you think about it. I think so. Anyway, let me take my first break, and during the break, you're going to get a little sample of my guest, James Mack. He'll be joining me via the instant messenger, if I get it all right. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back, I hope.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents James Mack.
Yes, I am from the South, but I'm not racist anymore. Not only am I from the South, but so are my parents. My dad's from Louisiana, my mom's from Arkansas. And I was conceived during Hee Haw and delivered by Jeff Foxworthy. Now, up here, y'all always say that white people don't like spicy food. That's bullshit. I'm originally from East Texas, y'all. We're like cages on horseback. So. Yeah, we put hot sauce on everything we eat. Makes taking a girl home that first night a lot more fun. She didn't feel anything that time. Now, when I told my mom I was moving up to New York City, she got worried. She said, "Oh my God, James, something horrible is going to happen. You're going to get mugged or raped or lose your accent." Now, not only am I from the South, I'm also a veteran. I did 15 years as a paratrooper. Brainwashing works. So, but 10 years of that was in combat, so no quick movements in the shadows, and we'll all be all right. Ladies, just a point of interest, if a guy ever tells you he's a veteran, it's usually for one of two reasons. Either he's trying to get laid or he's trying to get a free drink. So you buy me whiskey later? So, no? Okay, now I know the other option. It's fine. So,
and you're back at Radio Where Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me, and I think I got it working, joining me via the instant messenger, which is coming from my iPad wirelessly to my computer and then OBSing to my... Never mind, everybody. James Mack, everybody. James Mack.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. I'm still working out all the tech bullshit, man. Thanks for being patient. It's good to see you. St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, that's why I'm wearing my green. I was going to wear blue, but most people don't realize that that was the actual original color. So,
was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why was it blue?
That was the color. It was because of a flower in Ireland. So that's why. So
Oh. So, first of all, it's good to see you. And we had talked during the pre-show, and you had a couple shows. So, because it is St. Patrick's Day, you've indulged. I've indulged a little today. Uh-oh. Jesus, he's drinking Jameson. He's drinking Jameson like a good Irish boy. But ladies and gentlemen, this is James Mack. He submitted for the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. He submitted last year, the 2019 season, and then he submitted again. And his intro to me was something to the effect, I've never had a threatening submission before, but it wasn't threatening. It was really funny. Basically, like, you know, I'm blowing doors off rooms and what the fuck, how come you can't hire me? And I was like, you know, I said the reason we didn't get it last, and I didn't whatever, but he was part of the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival last January, and so funny. And you can actually follow him around. His social media handles are all the same: Instagram, Twitter, and I'm guessing Facebook as well. And it's at James Mack Comedy. I'm sorry?
I don't.
No Twitter. Oh, so just Instagram. Yeah. Oh, just Instagram. So I'll change. No Twitter. Oh, what the fuck was that? I don't know what I hit. That was weird. Sounded like I got something wrong in a 1970s game show. Did you? There we go. Oh, that sounded good. There we go.
There we go.
I'm going to do that. Ooh. 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 There we go. Okay, stop it. So they can stalk you. Free stalk, as I like to say. And he's at James Mack Comedy. That's JamesMackComedy at James Mack Comedy. I don't know why I'm still, you know what it is? I'm thinking about six other things and I want to talk to you, and I set my camera up different. So now I can't look at the screen. I got to look at you with the thing. But so tell my lovely listeners all about yourself. How long you been doing it? Where do you perform? Where you out of? All that happy stuff.
Well, hold on. There's also a bit of pride. You want to tell them why I didn't get in 2019, or at least what you told me anyways?
No, here's the thing, and I say this to everybody all the time. When people submit to the comedy festival, I say, okay, I like these people. And then what I do is I figure out what rooms would be best suited for the types of comics and comedy. So then I submit those to the restaurants, some of them are restaurants, some of them are bars. And I go, these are the people that I like to submit to you. And they go, well, I want this one, this one, this one. And they never say, I don't want this one. I said, just tell me the ones that you definitely want, or if you just want me to pick blind. So what they said is they wanted bang, 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 bang. And I was like, okay, how about these other ones? Because I go, there's only three people on the show. So that's why I try to get multiple people on multiple nights. And just for whatever reason, and believe me, I've gone in, there was a room that we used to do, but it's not my choice. It's half my choice. Yeah. He's like, no, it isn't. It's just, and if that's not the best fucking bullshit excuse, I don't know what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
Said specifically one venue was like, yeah, he's not going to perform that set in ours because that's just, he talks too much about suicide or something about that. So you said one of the venues specifically pointed me out about that.
About snow, did I?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did. No, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because it was while we were getting ready for the show. You told me about that. Carly can back me up because she's still
really
with me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Wow, well, I don't know. I was drinking that night too. But that's the thing about comedy, you know. Like, comedy's very, it's very subjective. It used to be just you could do whatever you wanted, but now people are like, oh, I don't know. Like, I've seen comics that are the nicest comics, great material, and then for some reason they go, no, I'm not sure. He mentioned dyslexia, and I'm like, he has it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
No, I thought that was funny. During the festival before we started, and I was like, oh, I'm like, that's a badge of pride now. I was like, especially talking about my own suicide attempt.
I know. That's beside the point. When it's fucking therapy, you're like, I don't know. I don't want him talking about himself all the time. Fucking stupid assholes.
You're the most narcissistic.
So how long have you been at it? Now, I know, of course, in your act, you're from Texas, from the South, all that stuff. So tell my audience all about you. How long have you been doing this wonderful job?
Yeah. So in total, I've been doing comedy a little over 6 years now. I tell people I've been doing comedy for 6 years. I've been doing it seriously for coming up on like 4.
Nice.
So, and I know that sounds odd to some people, but the people in comedy know exactly what I mean by that. Basically, the first couple of years, I could, you know, I might show up once a month. I wouldn't really write. You know, I was just doing it as a hobby. And then a buddy of mine was like, I moved from Dallas where I started, and I moved down to Arizona into Tucson, and Laughs Comedy Club down there. And the booker down there used to be Mike. Now I'm not sure who it is anymore, but because Mike moved to Portland, I think. I wouldn't swear to it, so don't hold me to that. But yeah, like he used to, a really nice guy, and he was like, "You're doing good just off the top of your head. Why don't you write?" And I was like, "Cause I don't know how."
Yeah.
And yeah, and he told me like an hour before the open mics, they would have like new comic night. They would sit down and like show you how to do stage work, how to host, how to write. And I remember the first time that I really sat down and wrote a set, and that's kind of what got me, was I went up there and my jokes landed, like stuff I'd written and practiced, and it worked. And then I was like, oh, I can do this. Like it's, you know, it's no longer just, whenever I feel like it. Now I'm hooked and I want to go do this.
Nice. And you've been very busy. You've been doing like Zoom shows. You did a couple with me, but you've been like burning it. Like how many shows did you do today, Zoom shows? Or did you do a live show?
No. I had a live show today.
Okay, so the venues are opening up for you as well.
Well, in New Jersey, they really didn't. They've been open since September, but it's been a percentage.
Yeah. So yeah, we have the same thing.
Where for New York City, it opens April 2nd is when we can start going into clubs in the city.
Nice. But you've been doing live shows and Zoom shows.
Yeah, I've been doing live shows since July 4th of last year was when I did my first real live show comeback.
Yeah. After like 3 months, I know. It was rough.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even a mic. It was a real show like with audience. And I was like, and we were standing on the other side of a swimming pool away at somebody's house. And it was just the weirdest, not just because of the setup, because I've done weird shows, that's fine. But to be standing there and, like, haven't touched a mic in 4 months, about 3.5 at that point, just been doing Zoom shows, you know. And, yeah, you could tell. Luckily, the people that the house at, or that we were at their house, like, luckily they know me. Like personally, so they were like, "Hey, man, like we understand."
Yeah, but it was like literally getting on a bike after so long, and my first show, he got me closing, so he's like, "Well, we're doing a tight show, so it's only an hour and hour and 10, so you only have to do like 35, because it was a 2-man show. So the first act does like 20 minutes, and then I go up and do like 35-40 minutes. So it's like a real tight show." And it was like, blah, blah, like, okay, here's a joke. Oh, wait a minute, that's where that goes. And it was like grabbing stuff. You know, it's like running through a grocery store. You grab apples, and then you're in the first lane. And then you go all the way to oatmeal. And like, oh, shit, I forgot spinach. And you go all the way back. So it's that kind of awkward where you're not as efficient as a comic. And I was lucky because I hadn't done shows. And then I did that show. And then I was doubled up that night. So I hadn't done shows in like 3 months. And then I was doubled up the first night back. So my second show was super tight, which was great because I got all that off. But, yeah, it's awkward. It's like you forget because it's the timing thing.
Yeah, and not only that, but there's a complete difference in timing between Zoom and live, because in Zoom you have to take a breath and let the people that are you know, maybe listening on a cell phone, get the joke before you move on.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like this on Facebook, like we're broadcasting and there's a delay. So, I mean, yeah. I'll say something and then I'll look at the, now, as soon as I'm telling you that, now that's coming up now. So it's like an 8-second delay. You have to delay your act 8 seconds.
Yeah, weird, especially on Zoom, because you can hear the delay.
Yeah.
So that's why as soon as things really started coming back and I could start going back to doing like bar shows and rooftop shows, like I cut back a lot on the Zoom shows. I mean, I can't really, I'm not one of those people that's against them by any means. I mean, last year I did over 200 shows between live and Zoom, and actually when I did the count, most of them were live. I was surprised. So, not by much, but enough.
Wow. I think we just lost our feed. Oh,
yes, you did.
I did, son of a bitch. Oh. Yeah, I like lost the feed. You know what it is? I didn't lose the audio though. So no. I still got that. So yeah, I just lost the.
So now it's a podcast.
Yeah, now. Well, it was a video podcast. There we go. Okay. So that's the video. It's still running here. Again, I love the technology, but the fucking technology. So let's do this one. Let's hit a plus. Okay. Nothing. So it's just me, James. I was all set. All right, let's quit this. Do I want to quit? Yes, I do. And boom, I'm back on. Well, I'm back on, but you're still audio-wise, right? You can hear you. Let me do this because this is going to be too much bullshit. Let's go to a second break. Stay on with the break, and I want to talk a little bit more. You're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
St. Patrick's Day is a welcome sign of spring, a day for wearing of the green, for the Irish and non-Irish alike.
It's not easy being green.
The story of St. Patrick's Day goes back to 5th century Britain, where a 16-year-old boy, Mawin Sagut, was kidnapped by Irish marauders.
What's going on?
If you tell anyone about this, I'll fucking kill you. I'm kidding. We'll come back by tonight. Okay, see you.
He remained a shepherd slave in Ireland for 6 years until a vision directed him to escape.
What the hell am I looking at?
So he took his vows as a priest, adopted the Christian name Patrick, and in 432 AD returned to Ireland on a mission.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
One popular myth has Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
This is probably a metaphor for Patrick cleansing the island of paganism. St. Patrick's Day falls within Lent.
How to understand the meaning of Lent.
Here we go again.
The first St. Patrick's Day in colonial America occurred in Boston, 1737, with a parade organized by the Charitable Irish Society.
For the first time, the Irish green included the colors of the rainbow.
And it all began over 1,500 years ago, when a boy was torn from his family.
Give me back my son!
Little could he know that his life would inspire parades, fashion, and yes, the hoisting of a few pints to toast his special day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Turcotte, and I am on Radio Irregardless, and I am the only listener and guest, which is great. So be sure to tune in and double the amount of listenership on the next show.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I have not been able to figure out the video thing. It just all of a sudden just stopped working. But I'll work it out. I mean, you know, it's the first thing back. And, you know, James Mack is still with us. And again, if you want to free stalk him socially, virtually, through the internet, only. You can. He's on Instagram at James Mac Comedy. That again is at James J-A-M-E-S Mac M-A-C Comedy C-O-M-E-D-Y. He's still here. I don't know why, because we haven't. This show has never been technically perfect. I'm serious. In 8 years, we've come close. We've come close. But as soon as the video and the audio technology gets in, it's just, you know, it's a fucking. And you guys can't see because he's right there. He's still there. And I had it working mostly. Anyway, I don't care. So fuck it. But James, this happens. This happens a lot through Zoom, right?
Yeah. Zoom is a decent platform, but it was definitely not made for everything we're using it for now.
Yeah.
So
myself either. Anyway, so I'm going to try to do this. Now, we kind of went over this a little bit. Do you prefer James or Jim or
James?
James. Okay. Because my name is Mark and you can't really get a nickname. I mean, people make my name longer. Marcus, Marky. But the reason I asked you is because I'm going to play a game with you. And I had to take a second to do it. And hopefully it'll work out. The game is called Jimmy Mac. Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? Now, I love to play games. Awesome. That's why. I knew I didn't do it all right. It was mostly right. View as songs and clip them all off. There we go. Okay. So this is a game I actually wrote. This is why I spent all my time with. I just didn't move it in. Now, I like to play name games because I don't have a lot of fun with my name. It's a pretty basic name. But today is St. Patrick's Day, and James Mac seems Irish to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm not Irish. I didn't even have my corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage isn't Irish anyways.
I like it though.
It's some shit the British brought over and we're like, here.
This is like the weirdest cross-cultural thing, because you got an Irish guy from Texas, but used to live in South Carolina, now lives in Jersey, but he's from Louisiana. It's some really fucked up cultural stuff, just a whole mishmash going on. Yeah. So let's play the name game. So I have a list. I've compiled a list of famous Macs. So if you get it right, I play you this. This is fucking awesome. If you get it wrong, I'll play this.
Me and the McDonald's people, we got this little misunderstand.
Okay, so here's the first one. It is a type of computer that I'm currently using.
An Apple MacBook.
That's it. See, that's it. That's how easy. That's the gimme. So you get this. This is fucking awesome. See, you got that right. So that's the first. So that's the gimme. So all of them have to contain Mac.
Okay.
As an answer. Now, we talked earlier about the delay. We're broadcasting on Facebook, and Facebook is on a delay. It's probably, based on what we talked about, it's probably about an 8-second delay. So that's your advantage, that you can answer much faster. But the disadvantage is there's more people listening than you are. So there's more of them than of you. That's your disadvantage, but you are faster than they are. That's your advantage. You're playing directly against them. Now, I'll be honest with you. My guests have been winning, crushing it the past few guests I've had, and we're kind of gonna do like speed round, because the faster you are, they'll never catch up. Never fucking catch up. Here we go, kind of speed round. A bulldog for a hood ornament.
Mack truck.
That's a Mack truck. This is fucking awesome. A pasta with cheese.
Macaroni. This is fucking
awesome. He plays the Falcon in the Marvel movies.
What is his name?
not his character's name, the actual actor's name.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Character's name is Sam Wilson.
Yep. Oh, I can't think of his name now. I could see him in all these other movies.
Yeah. He's been in a ton of movies, actually. He was in Gone Baby Gone. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
His first name is Anthony. I'll give you that.
Anthony Mac. Yeah.
No. You're close.
It's not Mac?
No, it's not Mac.
Mackey.
It's Anthony Mackey. Yes, it is. This is fucking awesome. The audience has not even put in the first one yet. Yeah. All right, here we go. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Big Mac.
That is a Big Mac. This is fucking awesome. I just want to keep playing that sound, so keep getting them right. How about this? A dog used for advertising Bud Light in the 1980s.
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie. This is fucking awesome. Oh, now my wife just wrote Mackie. That's how slow they are. Go your own way and tell me lies, sweet little lies.
Fleetwood Mac.
That is Fleetwood Mac. This is fucking awesome. We're just killing it. He and Ryan Lewis visited the thrift shop.
Macklemore. Macklemore.
I gave you enough. This is Macklemore. I keep playing the correct answer. Yeah. It was a gimme, but it's still fun. Let's see. A rich source of omega-3 fatty acids.
Huh.
A rich source of omega-3 fatty acids. Uh-oh. The audience has a little time to catch up. Oh, see, I can't give you any more than that because it'll give it all away. Omega-3s.
That means nothing.
Okay. Oh, I may get a chance to play the other sound. Uh-oh. Well, the audience hasn't put it in yet, so we'll see. A mackerel.
Oh,
a fish. Yes. Oh, you got that wrong.
Me and the McDonald's people got this little misunderstanding.
Still like that soundbite too. And let's see. The only place that, especially today, you could get a shamrock shake.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Let's see. This is fucking awesome. I fucking love that. And the last one, the line forms on the right, babe, now that he's back in town.
It's Return of the Mac.
No.
What?
No. You're thinking of this. But if I said that line forms on the right, babe, now that he is back in town. This is an older thing. I think it was it Bobby Darin who sang it? As soon as I play it, you're going to get it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Did you get it?
Well, Karen.
Oh, Karen put it up. Oh, see, it is Mac the Knife. Although she does love Return of the Mac. But yes, that's literally the last line of the song. That line forms on the right, babe, now that Mackie's back in town. It's Mac the Knife. It's, you know, something that's still worth it. That was fucking killer.
Heard that in a long time.
I love this. This is fucking awesome. I just want that. I want that to be my ringtone. All right. So let's go to our third and final break. I'm going to count up all the scores. Clearly, I think you won, but I want to double check that. And when we come back, we're going to talk to James Mack about his first time, his best time, and his worst times on stage. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless. Me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I just realized that when I had the when I lost the signal, my board shut off. So I have to edit the shit out of this show later. Fuck. I don't know. But, you know, enough about me. And again, James Mack is still with us. And again, you can free stalk him on Instagram and his social media. And is it Instagram? What else do you have?
Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Oh. Yeah, see, I don't do the TikTok thing.
I just got on it, and it's been really useful for, like, because every day I start out, before I start writing, I look at the news, and I use that as, like, a starting point.
Okay.
And I write, like, stuff that I'm not going to use in my act, but it's just...
That's right. I never thought of it like that. Somebody posted something on Twitter, ironically, and they said, why are the funniest TikTok videos not of comedians?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Free stalk them, everybody. Check out where James is going to be. Yeah. Now, I would like to ask you the question to ask of all my guests. Tell us about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order so we have this nice progression, and then we can really enjoy the misery at the end of the show.
My first time on stage, I was in Dallas. A buddy of mine dared me. He's a road comic still. He's a road feature. And I kept telling him, I was like, dude, comedy's easy. I don't know why you complain about this. I'd been to shows with him too. And finally, he talked me into going to an open mic, and it was kind of a bet. Because at the time, I was teaching people how to shoot. I was a firearms instructor. And the bet was is that if I got one laugh, I only had to get one joke to land, that he would come shooting with us. And if I didn't, then I had to stand up in the mic and publicly say, like, comedy is hard and I can't do it. So, And I got up there, and all 3 minutes of my open mic landed. So, and I was like, oh, I like this. But like I said earlier, not enough to doing it consistently.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'll go do that again.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something like if he lost the bet, you'd have to shoot him at the range. I thought I was going to go there.
No, because he was like fervently against like ever touching a firearm. Yeah, he had never done it. And he was like, no. And so we got him to go to the range. Like, he still doesn't own one. We're still friends, but yeah, so that was, first time, my best time on stage, I'd probably say my best time, at least to me, would probably be that clip you played from New York Comedy Club.
Oh, fun. I'm glad. Yeah, because I thought that was amazing. And that's the one is that the one you submitted to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my audition that night to get passed at New York Comedy Club. And I probably ran that set 20 times before that night, that week. Like, I was getting up wherever I could. I actually paid a couple producers, hey, give me 5 minutes. Here's $100. Let me get up in front of your. And I remember sitting in the back in the green room getting ready, and like, I wouldn't go out and listen to the other comics because I was just so stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I still remember Carmen is the host that night. And I remember I walk out and she's standing there. She goes, all right, what do you want me to say? I said, I don't give a fuck. Get on stage. Let's go. And she was like, all right. I was like, just say I perform all over New York City, because at that time that was my lead in to all the Southern stuff. And I remember going up there, and it, you know, I wasn't nervous, but it was like, I was just like, let this first joke really hit. Let this really hit. It, and like, I remember not even like just flowing through the set and just looking up and going, oh shit, the light's been given to me. I ran the light. but here's the thing. When I finished, they were like, we don't even care. You were killing it.
Mm.
So they were like, we're not even concerned with it. And I felt that I have one more story about that night, because I felt so bad for this dude. So I finished my set. I come off. Now I'm good. Like, I'm on a high, you know. I go and sit in the back of the room. And there's a guy, the guy who followed me that night, ate shit.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. And I'm sitting in the back, and you have all these people. So he finishes. He comes, sits down next to me, because we're friends.
Mm.
And I get to him. I'm just like, what's up, dude? Like, he knows how it went. But, like, all these audience members are, like, coming over and going, hey, man, I loved your stuff. Like, how can I follow you? And I'm like, can't. You say something to him? Like,
yeah. We used to do that all the time when we used to, because a lot of times people don't, like, I don't know why, but people don't stay for whole shows anymore. And when I first started, we would stay for the whole show, and the opener in the middle and the host, we'd be sitting by the back, and the headliner would be, we're all be in the back, and people funnel out. They look at the headliner, they go, oh my God, you were so funny, I really liked you. And they go, oh, you were good too. And they just walk out.
But I felt so bad. I'm like sitting there, and finally, I won't say his name so it doesn't embarrass him. But yeah, he finally got up and he was like, I'm going to go sit in the green room, dude.
Oh, I know. That's terrible.
Yeah. But for us, we had to stick around because we found out whether you got passed or not afterwards. Yeah. So nobody was leaving. Well, I mean, he left, he knew, but,
oh. Well, speaking of bad sets, now,
oh, I was,
yeah. that's a nice little segue, because of course you get the highs and, you know, and of course the lows. And the reason I love the worst stories is because, first of all, comics love to listen to each other have bad sets. Nobody, I crushed, I killed. People say that all the time, but they love the horror stories, the total, you know, just trapped in prison, water droplets on your head kind of shit. So what's your worst time on stage so far?
I'd probably say, actually, I have two.
Okay.
So, I say that. So it was when I forgot what club I was doing my audition for, but I was prepping up for it, and I was just doing a whole bunch of shows. And one of my friends called me or texted me and was like, hey, man, I have the show at this vegan restaurant. Do you want to come do 5 minutes? And I was like, where's it at? And they told me, and it's like in hipster Brooklyn and a vegan restaurant. So, you know, it's right up my fucking alley. Yeah, I went in there, and I remember I got up, and I think I did maybe 3 minutes, and you could have heard dust bunnies fucking in the back. It was, yeah. Like, you heard a fork were eating. That will destroy you, because I was nothing. Like, I tried to do crowd work, I tried everything, and that's probably the worst one in New York. Worst one.
Before you move on, how much time did you do total at that one?
I was getting ready for a serious show, so I was going to do my five.
Okay.
Yeah.
It always seems longer, like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and you're like, fuck, just looking at your watch.
Yeah. I think that is the only time that I've actually said out loud when I saw the light, oh, thank fucking God.
Love it. Love these stories.
And as I, that's also the only time I've like really said something. Audience, I was like, I hope all of you choke on a dick.
No.
Fuck you. The other one. So this is a road story, a road gig. So me, and Jonas Barnes, who, if he hears this, he will verify it. We went all the way up to the New York Canada border to do a private show. And we get up there, and it's in this bar that sits right on a lake. And it's a sports bar. And it's UFC night, and they didn't tell anybody that there's going to be a comedy show.
Was that on Lake George?
Yeah.
Then I know the bar. I think I did the same club New Year's Eve. It was a sports bar, and it's like a weird, there's like three or four rooms to the place.
Yep.
And there's like a small little arcade with, yeah, I'm telling you, I played that fucking, I played it New Year's Eve.
Okay, so we were in the
main years ago.
Room. We were in the, all the, on, the preliminaries for UFC are going on, and the manager comes by and just starts shutting off the TV.
Fuck!
And we're like, okay. And by the way, the host, this is his first ever show.
What?
Yes. So I'm standing there. The host starts yelling at the people because the people, like, the people are there to watch UFC. They're not there for a comedy show.
No.
And, like, there are people that, get the fuck off the stage. To the host, it is like, I'll give it to him. He tried to power through it. He's just like, and finally, I'm standing over there. I'm like, hey, just let me go. And I have to do a 20 minutes set. It paid. That was part of the deal. So, and he's over there just like, pissing him off more and more. And I'm like, shut up. Like, get off the stage, dude. Just come on. Let me go. And so finally he sees me and he calls me up. And I get up there and start my set. And the first thing I did, because I noticed there was a guy there, but he had a pink Glock on his side. He was open carrying.
What?
Yeah. I was like, whatever, man. Like, you know, I've been in places where they open carry it. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure in New York you're not supposed to, but whatever. I'm not going to bother with. But I had to have some fun with him. So I was like, hey, I was like, does your wife know you have her gun? And he pulls it out of the holster, sets it up on the table. And he was like, she does now. And then from the back of the room, you hear a guy go, why do you gotta fuck with him about his gun? What are you, some kind of hippie libtard motherfucker?
What?
I was like, did you hear the accent coming out of my mouth, dude? I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, I knew what kind of gun it was. So this is how it starts off. So about 5 minutes into a 20-minute set, the speakers go out. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So the microphone now is useless.
Mm-hmm.
Or talking in the back. Like, somebody brought their iPad and started watching the UFC fight in the back. So we're trying to deal with this. I'm screaming my set out. About 10 minutes later, my voice starts to go out. And Jonas is like trying to get the waitress to bring me like warm water to drink or anything just so I can finish this set. By the time I finished, there were three people paying attention to us. That was it. I spent the next 2 days barely able to talk.
What the fuck?
Scream my whole fucking set. But I remember finishing my set and going, all right, thanks guys. Like that. And somebody turned around and goes, nobody's paying attention to you, man. And that's I think it was like 4.5 or 5 hour drive up there.
Yeah.
One way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to do it the next coming back.
They didn't put you up?
Well, I stayed with a friend. Yeah.
What a fucking, usually it's like you do a shit show like that and then you're forced to drive fucking home.
Well, we would have been, but if it wasn't for the fact that I had a friend in the area.
Oh, so. Wow. Jesus, I love that. What a great story. A great fucking story.
I have a few of them where it's like that. I had one where I had to follow a guy who mistook a guy for a lesbian. So
he called a guy a lesbian?
Yeah, well, you couldn't really tell by looking. So. And I had to follow that. They were done. Like, oh, they my were like, God. So that was on a Halloween show.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to do Halloween shows anymore because they turn awful.
Well, being from Salem, I understand. There's a lot of weird shit happens then. James, I got to tell you, great stories.
Thanks,
but before we let you go, do you have any shows that you're coming up that you want to promote for the live audience? But this show will probably be podcasted. Hopefully, I'll have it all finished, edited in a couple of days. So, but do you have anything next week, this weekend, any big shows you want to promote coming up?
Yeah. So we're starting back live, like in-person comedy. So March 31st, I'll be at a show in Hoboken, New Jersey at Mulligan's Pub. We have our own room, so you are separate from the pub itself. It starts at 7:30. It's a donation show. Hoboken won't, the city doesn't allow you to sell tickets. So, assholes.
Oh, that's that's interesting.
Yeah, if you have a liquor license, you can't do ticket sales for shows in Hoboken.
Wow.
But we do really good on donations, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So I have that. I have April 3rd. I just got notified, got my booking for this. I'll be at Broadway Comedy Club April 3rd in the upstairs room, doing a show there. Other than that, oh, in April 17th, I'll be in White House, New Jersey at the Polish American Club. I'll be doing 30 minutes that night, and I'm not even the closer. But yeah, tickets are going to be $20 for that one. And that's going to be an awesome, but the easiest way to find out about it is just follow me, Instagram, Facebook, at James Mack Comedy. I do have a website. I haven't updated in 6 months, but now that real stuff is coming on, I'm going to go back and fix it. And that's HSNT Comedy. That's Headspace and Timing Comedy, is what that stands for, .com. And you can go on there, and I usually put all my flyers on there as well. It's connected in with like my Instagram and Facebook and stuff. So that way it updates itself. And I'm sure there's more that I'm probably forgetting. Please don't unbook me if I didn't.
No. But yes, they can always find out. And if you free stalk them through Instagram, TikTok, and of course, what was the other one? Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. What am I thinking of it? I see most people go Twitter over Facebook, but that's fine. Oh, and I meant to tell you this. I didn't do this. I forgot on my last guest too. I tabulated all the scores. You only got two wrong. So you get this. You won. You win. You guys can't see him. He's doing the pose. You win. Yeah,
You win.
The only two you did not get was mackerel, which was a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, and, of course, Mac the Knife. But, James, thanks so much for being part of the show. And, again, I loved you in the festival. Great to see you. And I'm following you on all those things as well. So thanks for being part of the show tonight, man.
No, thanks for having me. And I can't wait for this year's festival. Hopefully I get to come up there this time. So
yeah, we hope we'll get the venues back. But, James, thanks so much. Have a great night, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
James Mack, everybody. So funny. Oh, great story. What a great story. What just a fantastic friggin' story about fucking UFC fights that he gets food off. I know that club, too. I'm telling you, I played that club. It is not an easy club. And we were there New Year's Eve, and it wasn't easy. Anyway, So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun in the show. I'm going to wrap it up. Let me tell you what I got going on this current weekend. Nothing. Unfortunately, I do not have any bookings at night, but we, my wife and I, will be doing Easter Bunny visits on Saturday and Sunday. And if you do want an Easter Bunny visit, check out SalemFoodTours.com and you'll find out more about what we do and how we can do it. And Easter is only about 2.5 weeks away, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and we went out today, but we always want to visit you for Easter Bunny. Let's see, what happened there? That should have moved. Anyway, I'll fix it. Anyway, so that's what I got going on. And what else? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There we go. We can close. So that's what I got going on, ladies and gentlemen. And again, as always, if you want to be part of the show, you can email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can even call the hotline. Leave me a message, 978-219-9294. I will be back next week, March 24th, with my special guest, comedian Peter Liu. We'll see you then, guys.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to play.